True Repentance, Book Number 14 and the Practical Helps for the Overcomers, written by Zacharias Tani Fomum, narrated by Gerald Zimmerman. I dedicate this book to Victor Aladum, a man of unusual love and spontaneous true repentance with joy and fellowship in the Lord. Preface. One reason why believers commit sin with such alarming frequency, committing the same sin over and over, is that their eyes have never been opened to the harm that sin does to God. It is a knife thrust willingly into his heart. Another reason why sin is committed so deliberately and with such impunity is that believers have, for the most part, been unwilling to confront the dangers that sin would cause them in every domain of their lives. A last reason why the same sin could be committed with such frequency is that there had never been true repentance for the first time it was committed. There was also no true repentance for the other sins that were committed. There might have been some worldly repentance, but there was no true godly biblical repentance. When godly repentance takes place, it is more difficult to return to the same sin. True repentance includes a knowledge of sin, sorrow for sin, confession of sin, forsaking of sin, restitution for sin, forgiveness sought and received, and restoration to the heart of God. We will dwell at some length on the first five steps above and say very little on the sixth and seventh. This is because the sixth and the seventh steps, forgiveness sought and received and restoration sought and received, flow naturally after the first five steps have been handled the way God wants. We are aware that basically only God can work out true repentance in the human heart. We also know that God will work out true repentance in the hearts that are prepared to cooperate with Him. Whatever God does, He will not repent in man's place. He cannot repent for man. Man must repent for himself in response to God's move. The person who is prepared to repent will find God more than willing to help him. The question of who initiates repentance, God or man, may bring us to the same question as, which came first, the egg or the hen? It does not matter which came first. It is important that we have hens and eggs and hens. Man's responsibility is to do all to repent. He can trust God to faithfully do his part. Hallelujah. Yaoundé, Cameroon, January 18, 1992, Zacharias Tani Fomum. Introduction. When a believer finds that he has sinned, two pathways are open before him: the pathway of true repentance and the pathway of superficial, false, or spurious repentance. The two pathways are as follows: godly, true knowledge of sin, or human, fake, or false knowledge of sin. Godly, true sorrow for sin, worldly, false sorrow for sin. Godly, true confession of sin, worldly, false confession of sin. Godly, true forsaking of sin, worldly, false forsaking of sin. Godly, true restitution, worldly, false restitution. Godly, true forgiveness sought and received from God, worldly, false forgiveness sought and received. Godly, true restoration into the heart of God sought and received, worldly, false restoration into the heart of God sought and received. Virtually all believers carry out some form of repentance or the other after they have sinned. You must have carried out some form of repentance when you sinned. The question is, which of the two did you carry out? If you carried out false repentance, you may be having a false peace of having been forgiven and having been restored to God, whereas you are as far from Him as ever, only you have put on a form of religion with its acts, zeal, and all else that is purely in the soul and body without any real work of God having been done. On the other hand, if you repented indeed, you received God's forgiveness and restoration, and you are enjoying the warmth of your Father's bosom. The difference between the two is as great as the difference between night and day. Be sure that you are not deceived. One thing that will help you to discern if you know genuine or fake repentance is your attitude to sin. Those who know genuine repentance and have been restored to the bosom of God know a very profound hatred for sin. Those who are deceived know no deep hatred for the sin they committed in the past or for any sin at all. You know where you stand. Thank you for listening to this book. If you have any question and/or need help, do not hesitate to contact us through ZTFBooks@cmfionline.org. If the book has blessed you, then we would also be grateful if you leave a positive review at your favorite retailer. ZTF Books, through the Book Ministry of Christian Missionary Fellowship International, CMFI, offers a wide selection of the best-selling Christian books in print, ebook, and audiobook formats on a broad spectrum of topics, including marriage and family, sexuality, practical spiritual warfare, Christian service, Christian leadership, and much more. Visit us at ztfbooks.com to learn more about our latest releases and special offers, and thank you for being a ZTF Book listener. We invite you to connect with more from the author through social media, CMFI Online, and or ministry website, ztfministry.org, where we offer both on-ground and remote training courses all year round, from basic to university level at the University of Prayer and Fasting, WUPF, and the School of Knowing and Serving God, SKSG. You are highly welcome to enroll at your soonest convenience. A free online Bible course is also available. Finally, we would like to recommend to you the next suitable book, Restitution, an Important Message for the Overcomers. The thought of many is that when a person is saved, God forgives him and wipes away all the consequences of his past sins, that he is free. His freedom is so complete that he has no responsibility to rightly terminate with the past and to carry out restitution to those he wronged then. This book clearly examines that way of thinking in the light of the Scriptures and sets out biblical message for those who have overcome and those who want to overcome. If you do not want to reassess your life in the light of the Word of God, we recommend that you should forget this book completely and not bother to read it at all. For if you read it, you may find out that you have to carry out revolutionary restitution that will bring you to the crest of the wave of the Holy Spirit's move. If you are an overcomer or desire to become one, this is your book. May the Lord bless you as you read it. We send this book out with prayer that the overcomers, in reading it, would become more conformed to their soon coming Lord. Very important. If you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I encourage you to receive Him. Here are some steps to help you. Admit that you are a sinner by nature and by practice, and that on your own you are without hope. Tell God you have personally sinned against Him in your thoughts, words, and deeds. Confess your sins to Him, one after another, in a sincere prayer. Do not leave out any sins that you can remember. Truly, Turn from your sinful ways and abandon them. If you stole, steal no more. If you have been committing adultery or fornication, stop it. God will not forgive you if you have no desire to stop sinning in all areas of your life, but if you are sincere, He will give you the power to stop sinning. Believe that Jesus Christ, who is God's Son, is the only way, the only truth, and the only life. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me." John 14:6. The Bible says, "For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all." 1 Timothy 2:5-6. "And there is salvation in no one else apart from Jesus, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." Acts 4:12. "But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God." John 1:12. But consider the cost of following him. Jesus said that all who follow him must deny themselves, and this includes selfish financial, social, and other interests. He also wants his followers to take up their crosses and follow him. Are you prepared to abandon your own interests daily for those of Christ? Are you prepared to be led in a new direction by him? Are you prepared to suffer for him and die for him if need be? Jesus will have nothing to do with half-hearted people. His demands are total. He will only receive and forgive those who are prepared to follow him at any cost. Think about it and count the cost. If you are prepared to follow him, come what may, then there is something to do. Invite Jesus to come into your heart and life. He says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door to his heart and life, I will come into him and eat with him, and he with me." Revelation 3:20. Why don't you pray a prayer like the following one, or one of your own construction as the Holy Spirit leads? Lord Jesus, I am a wretched, lost sinner who has sinned in thought, word, and deed. Forgive all my sins and cleanse me. Receive me, Savior, and transform me into a child of God. Come into my heart now and give me eternal life right now. I will follow you at all costs, trusting the Holy Spirit to give me all the power I need. When you pray this prayer sincerely, Jesus answers at once and justifies you before God and makes you his child. Please write to me, ZTF Books at cmfionline.org, and I will pray for you and help you as you go on with Jesus Christ. About the author, Zacharias Tani Fomum, 1945-2009. Founding leader, Christian Missionary Fellowship International, CMFI. Professor Zacharias Tani Fomen was born in the flesh on 20th June, 1945, and became born again on 13th June, 1956. On 1st October 1966, he consecrated his life to the Lord Jesus and to his service, and was filled with the Holy Spirit on 24 October 1970. He was taken to be with the Lord on 14 March 2009. Professor Fomen was admitted to a first class in the Bachelor of Science degree, graduating as a prize-winning student from Fora Bay College in the University of Sierra Leone in October 1969. At the age of 28, he was awarded a Ph.D. in organic chemistry by the University of Makerere, Kampala, in Uganda. In October 2005, he was awarded a Doctor of Science, DSC, by the University of Durham, Great Britain. This higher doctorate was in recognition of his distinct contributions to scientific knowledge through research. As a professor of organic chemistry in the University of Yaoundé 1, Cameroon, Professor Foeman supervised or co-supervised more than 100 master's degree and doctoral degree theses and co-authored over 160 scientific articles in leading international journals. He considered Jesus Christ the Lord of science, for by him all things were created, Colossians 1:16, and scientific research as an act of obedience to God's command to subdue the earth, Genesis 1:28. He therefore made the Lord Jesus the director of his research laboratory while he took the place of deputy director, and attributed his outstanding success as a scientist to Jesus' revelational leadership. In more than 40 years of Christian ministry, Professor Foeman traveled extensively preaching the gospel, planting churches, and training spiritual leaders. He made more than 700 missionary journeys within Cameroon, which ranged from 1 day to 3 weeks in duration. 500 missionary journeys to more than 70 different nations in all the 6 continents. These ranged from 2 days to 6 weeks in duration. By the time of his going to be with the Lord in 2009, he had preached in over 1,000 localities in Cameroon, sent over 200 national missionaries into many localities in Cameroon, and planted over 1,300 churches in the various administrative provinces of Cameroon. At his base in Yaoundé, he planted and built a megachurch with his co-workers, which grew to a steady membership of about 12,000. Professor Foeman was a founding team leader of Christian Missionary Fellowship International, CMFI, an evangelism, soul-winning, disciple-making, church-planting, and missionary-sending movement with more than 200 international missionaries and thousands of churches in 65 nations spread across Africa, Europe, the Americas, Asia, and Oceania. In the course of their ministry, Professor Foeman and his team witnessed more than 10,000 recorded healing miracles performed by God in answer to prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. These miracles include instant healings of headaches, cancers, HIV/AIDS, blindness, deafness, dumbness, paralysis, madness, and new teeth and organs received. Professor Foeman read the entire Bible more than 60 times, read more than 1,350 books on the Christian faith, and authored over 150 books to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ. 5 million copies of these books are in circulation in 12 languages, as well as 16 million gospel tracts in 17 languages. Professor Foeman was a man who sought God. He spent between 15 minutes and 6 hours daily alone with God in what he called daily dynamic encounters with God. During these daily dynamic encounters with God, he read God's Word, meditated on it, listened to God's voice, heard God speak to him, recorded what God was saying to him, and prayed it through. He thus had over 18,000 daily dynamic encounters with God. He also had over 60 periods of withdrawing to seek God alone for periods that ranged from 3 to 21 days, which he termed retreats for spiritual progress. The time he spent seeking God slowly transformed him into a man who hungered, thirsted, and panted after God. His unceasing heart cry was, "Oh, that I would have more of God." Professor Foeman was a man of prayer and a leading teacher on prayer in many churches and conferences around the world. He considered prayer to be the most important work that can be done for God and for man. He was a man of faith who believed that God answers prayer. He kept a record of his prayer requests and had over 50,000 recorded answers to prayer in his prayer books. He carried out over 100 prayer walks of between 5 and 47 kilometers in towns and cities around the world. He and his team carried out over 57 prayer crusades, periods of 40 days and nights during which at least 8 hours are invested into prayer each day. They also carried out over 80 prayer sieges, times of near nonstop praying that ranges from 24 hours to 120 hours. He authored the Prayer Power series, a 13-volume set of books on various aspects of prayer, supplication, fasting, intercession, and spiritual warfare. He started prayer chains, prayer rooms, prayer houses, national and continental prayer movements in Cameroon and other nations. He worked with leaders of local churches in India to disciple and train more than 2 million believers. Professor Fomum also considered fasting as one of the weapons of Christian spiritual warfare. He carried out over 250 fasts, ranging from 3 days to 40 days, drinking only water or water supplemented with soluble vitamins. Called by the Lord to a distinct ministry of intercession, he pioneered fasting and prayer movements and led in battles against principalities and powers obstructing the progress of the gospel and God's global purposes. He was enabled to carry out 3 supra, long fasts of between 52 and 70 days in his final years. Professor Fomum chose a lifestyle of simplicity and self-imposed poverty in order to invest more funds into the critical work of evangelism, soul-winning, church planting, and the building up of believers. Knowing the importance of money and its role in the battle to reach those without Christ with the glorious gospel, he and his wife grew to investing 92.5% of their earned income from all sources, salaries, allowances, royalties, and cash gifts, into the gospel. They invested with the hope that, as they grew in the knowledge and love of the Lord and the perishing souls of people, they would one day invest 99% of their income into the gospel. He was married to Prisca Zay Fomum, and they had 7 children who are all involved in the work of the gospel, some serving as missionaries. Prisca is a national and international minister specializing in the winning and discipling of children to Jesus Christ. She also communicates and imparts the vision of ministry to children with a view to raising and building up ministers to them. The professor owed all that he was and all that God had done through him to the unmerited favor and blessing of God and to his worldwide army of friends and co-workers. He considered himself nothing without them and the blessing of God, and would have amounted to nothing but for them. All praise and glory to Jesus Christ. This has been True Repentance, Book Number 14 in the Practical Helps for the Overcomers series. Written by Zacharias Tanny Fomum. Narrated by Gerald Zimmerman. Copyright 1992 by Zacharias Tanny Fomum. Production copyright 2019 by ZTF Books Online.